KLIF News Time 7:18. North Korea is promising more, in its words, birthday presents for Yankees after a launch of the ICBM earlier this week.
But are they asking for war, and do they have the capabilities to go to war? Joining us to talk about that is Kevin Mellott, global security expert and president of Erase Enterprises. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So, gosh, we're trying to figure out how North Korea has gone from all these missiles that failed to all of a sudden one that could possibly reach Hawaii or Alaska.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the big scenario here, if you'd be concerned, it was an ICBM, which means it goes outside the atmosphere. And their problem forever has been control of the guidance system, you know, where the things, they launch them, they crash, they don't go where they send them, et cetera. So the fact that they were able to control one, fly it over 600 miles before they brought it down the Sea of Japan, big concern. Although you have to remember, for many, many administrations, we've paid them off. We basically gave them cash to behave. And so eventually you're going to get it. You know, you're going to get that technology sooner or later. They do a lot of espionage. They work hand in hand with the Iranian government. They supply arms and munitions to the Iranians, and the Iranians go backwards with technology. The Iranians are doing long-range drones now, so obviously they're getting better control and better capability on flight control. So they've got enough players between the Chinese, the Russians, the Syrians, and the Iranians in their bad guy club, if you will, to start getting better technology and better advice. And I would suggest that, you know, they've got one now, but keep in mind, they've been working on this for over 30 years.
Yeah, and the Trump administration having a lot of trouble getting China to do much of anything except to say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. But hey, I tell you what, if you stop your exercises with South Korea off the coast of North Korea, we'll ask the North Koreans to back off on their current road. But I'm wondering if they're not getting machinery, equipment, and expertise from China in helping them in their program. Maybe not directly, but, you know, China trades with somebody else who trades with somebody else, and they wind up with Chinese military hardware.
Sure. So they did a big parade in North Korea, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months ago. And in that parade were all sorts of advanced Chinese missile launchers. You know, so you're absolutely right. Excuse me. When they're doing a parade showing the latest Chinese technology in their parade of power, as we call it, obviously they're getting it from China. So China's mentality is to try to push us back. But here's the problem with that. We can't really stop the exercises in the area when every 20 days the North Koreans pop out a new piece of technology or capability that we didn't know existed before. In the meantime, we have written agreements to protect Japan and protect South Korea, and we've got about 48,000 some American soldiers in South Korea. So the idea of us not conducting the exercises is ridiculous. I think what they're probably going to have to do to pressure them, it's going to be some heavy duty stuff. And this is where the decisions are going to be, whether the U.S. is going to put up or shut up on saying, hey, you can't do this stuff. And that is, A, replace back to South Korea the tactical nuclear weapons that we had in there up until the early 90s. We used to have them in South Korea. We took them out in the early 90s. But putting those back in place would make the North Koreans be well aware of the fact that we've got tactical nuclear capability in the South, and that it would be a tragic loss for North Korea if they did something stupid. The other thing that would really freak out the Chinese is the idea of arming Japan. Japan has always been a non-nuclear power on the weaponry side, although they had nuclear power for electricity and for power. But if we gave nuclear weapons to Japan, that would put China right on the edge of their chair, because the history of China and Japan has been a lot of warfare and a lot of fighting between those two countries over the centuries. So the idea of them being nuclear would make the Chinese have to step up. So those are a couple pressure points, and they're pretty hardcore. But short of going to war with North Korea, it would be those kind of actions that would probably force the Chinese to take some kind of action with North Korea.
We're talking to Kevin Mellott, global security expert and president of Erase Enterprises in Plano. I was going to ask you about military action because the president today in Poland really didn't say what he has planned. He says he has plans, but he wouldn't lay out his cards. And Nikki Haley at the UN said she wouldn't rule out military action.
Yeah, I think that the problem in the past has been everybody ruled out military action, and then we got extorted for hundreds of millions of dollars in aid. And that it's really our problem on creating a little bit of a mess here, because if the U.S. consistently has rewarded this regime's, and I'm going back to his father and grandfather, if we reward the regime's really bad behavior by giving them cash, and we know they need money, and they don't have food, and they have no economy, it's not really surprising that the current regime tries the same thing. Launch a missile, act very badly, act threatening, and then we give them money. We kind of condition them with the wrong approach over many, many years. So it's not surprising to see him take this action. The problem is, once he's got the capability, he can use it, and then you're talking about 10 to 12 minutes to make a decision. And that's just too close for comfort. So that's why we're going to have to actually take action now, whether it's ramping up South Korea's defenses and helping Japan get up to nuclear weapons. And that whole concept would put the Chinese off the edge of their chair and make them start doing something. Or it also could be a direct attack. Now, you got to remember, we already hit Syria when they use chemical weapons. We hit them very quickly. So, a limited strike in the capital where their leaders are at, a good possibility. And they need to understand that when we tell people openly, remember, this administration is pretty good about not saying what they're doing. But when they start making open announcements that military option may be what we have to do, if I was the opposition, I'd be looking at that very seriously.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a problem in doing it if they think it's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so the administration's new, but they don't seem to be bluffing, at least not to this point. Kevin, thank you so much for your time this morning. We always enjoy talking with you. I'm sure we will again.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Mellott, global security expert, president of Erase Enterprises.
It is.